Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking your sources and embarking on a bit of a cosmic journey. Our mission is to extract the most, well, mind-bending nuggets of knowledge from the James Webb Space Telescope's discoveries. We want to understand how they're pushing our computational limits and maybe setting the stage for a futuristic partnership with quantum AI.
And mind-bending is definitely the right word. You know, Webb isn't just showing us cool new pictures. It's actually revealing some fundamental discrepancies in how we think the universe works. It's infrared sensitivity, which has been online since, 2022. It's throwing up these profound new puzzles, puzzles that really challenge our basic astrophysical models and, frankly, demand more than our current computers can handle.
Okay, let's unpack this. Some of Webb's biggest surprises, like peering into the cosmic dawn. We're seeing a universe that's way more developed than we thought, right? Take JSGS Z14 INIO. That's the most distant galaxy seen so far. It was apparently unexpectedly bright and big, less than 300 million years after the Big Bang. And it had a what was the quote, genuinely mind-boggling amount of oxygen.
Yeah, and that's the fascinating part. That much oxygen, so early on, it means multiple generations of really massive stars must have already formed, lived their lives, and died. All in that incredibly short cosmic time.
Wow.
So this rapid chemical enrichment, this galaxy assembly, it creates this significant tension with our standard cosmological models. Hmm. It's more than just a computational problem. It hints that maybe our understanding of early universe physics is, well, incomplete. It's forcing us to rethink cosmic evolution. Some folks are even calling it a simulation crisis for classical computers.
A simulation crisis.
Yeah.
Okay. And Webb's precision, it's not just shaking things up in the early universe, is it? What about worlds closer to home? What's it telling us about exoplanets and, you know, the potential for life?
Well, Webb is giving us incredibly detailed atmospheric compositions for these exoplanets. There was that tantalizing detection, still tentative, mind you, of dimethyl sulfide, DMS, on K218b. And that's really intriguing because, well, here on Earth, DMS is pretty much overwhelmingly produced by life, by biological processes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, DMS. So, connecting that back to the bigger picture, Webb's data is so precise, it's hitting some kind of accuracy wall with our current models. I saw something about a 2022 MIT study. It warned that our existing opacity models, the ones simulating how light interacts with atmospheres, they're just not good enough. Like, different models fit the same Webb data but give wildly different results. Temperatures off by hundreds of degrees. Is there a risk there? If the models are that fundamental, could relying on these classical approximations lead us totally astray? Maybe in searching for life or just understanding basic planet physics.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge concern. This isn't just about, you know, refining the numbers. It means we could be completely misinterpreting potential biosignatures or getting planetary habitability wrong. It's like,
it's massive.
Imagine trying to understand a complex novel just by reading the first sentence of every 10th page. Webb is suddenly giving us full paragraphs, full chapters even, and we're realizing our initial summary might have been way off. So, yeah, it raises that big question. If the data is this good, but our interpretation tools lag behind, what do we do next?
Right. So if classical computers are hitting their limits, creating these cosmic mysteries, mm-hmm. what about that futuristic partnership with quantum AI? We heard a lot of buzz, a lot of speculation, but what's the actual reality with, say, Google's quantum AI and their work with NASA?
Okay, so the main goal for Google Quantum AI is basically building a large-scale, fault-tolerant quantum computer. That's the key part. See, individual quantum bits, or physical qubits, are incredibly fragile. They make errors constantly. So you need to overcome that fragility using something called quantum error correction. Mm-hmm. It's a massive engineering challenge. Think like one reliable logical qubit might need something like 1,000 physical qubits to back it up.
1,000 to 1. Wow.
Exactly. And NASA's quantum artificial intelligence lab, Quail, their job is actually helping Google figure out how to build better hardware. They develop noise models, error mitigation techniques. So NASA's role right now is that foundational research. They're not, you know, running JWST data through quantum computers today.
Okay, so foundational work for now. But there is a longer-term vision, isn't there? Where could quantum algorithms really make a difference with these cosmic puzzles down the line?
Absolutely, there's definitely a vision. The most promising area is quantum simulation. Imagine you could model the exact quantum behavior of every single atom and electron in a molecule. That's what we call first principles simulation. Classical computers just choke on that kind of complexity. The calculations blow up exponentially. But a quantum computer could potentially perform those simulations. It could, for instance, finally solve that exoplanet opacity problem we talked about, calculate those molecular interactions with unprecedented accuracy, maybe allow us to spot biosignatures unambiguously. Now, this will probably involve hybrid systems for a while, classical machines doing the bulk of the work, but handing off the really, really tough quantum calculations to a quantum processing unit.
So this deep dive really shows how Webb's discoveries are pushing us, not just to rethink the cosmos, but our actual computational tools as well. It makes you wonder, what new questions will you be able to ask when the precision of our observations finally gets matched by the precision of our computational models?
That's the exciting part, this convergence, these two frontiers meeting. It promises not only to answer the questions we're asking today, but really to equip us to ask entirely new kinds of questions. It could fundamentally change our whole theoretical framework for understanding the universe.